From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on another Monday, the beginning of another week of studies here on the Living Truth program. And today, we are going to begin a study from Psalm 16. Psalm 16, we'll be looking at the entire psalm throughout the course of the week, and I trust that it will be a blessing and a challenge to you, because as we look at this particular psalm, the theme is going to be the need for God. The need for God. You know, someone once said that if we ever needed God's help, it is now. And beloved, I believe that that's absolutely true. But even though we know it is true that we need God, we are also in an era when many people are turning away from God rather than turning to God. Think about that. Even though we know that there is a need for God, we are still living in a time when many people are turning away from God rather than turning to God. You'll say, Pastor Gary, can you give me some illustrations? Well, indeed I can. Let's take a look at society, for instance. Out in society, secularism is growing. Absolute truth is being denied. Religion is being rejected. And godless philosophy is on the rise. And we could go on and on and on. But not only do we see that out in society that there's a turning away from God, we also see it in the church, unfortunately. For instance, evangelism is dying. Church attendance is reduced. Worldly standards are being accepted by born-again believers, and sound doctrine is being rejected. Oh, I could preach a message on all of those points that I've mentioned, both what is taking place in society as well as in the church as it relates to the fact that people are turning away from God rather than to God. The fact of the matter is, beloved, we need God now more than ever. But that leads us to what I believe is a very interesting question. And that question is this: why do so many, including some Christians and people who are involved with leadership in local churches, not see the need for God? Well, the answer is simply that many people do not know the benefits of God. You know, so often on this radio program, if you've listened to it for any period of time, you will know that I say that it's important for us to get to know who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And yet, many people have no concept of that. Oh, there are many, many, many Christians who know God personally through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, but in having a deep understanding of who He is, what He expects, and how He operates, there are so many Christians that are really shallow in understanding those things. And one of the reasons is that many Christians fail to read and study the Bible. Let me ask you, as a matter of fact, right now, you claim to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, but is Bible reading and Bible study a part of your life? Now, I can hear many saying, well, yeah, Bible reading is a part of my life. I read the Bible every day. Well, that's great. Praise the Lord. Do you study the Bible? Do you meditate upon the Word of God? Is the study and the reading and the application and the attempt to understand the Word of God something that is prime in your life? Now, I'm certain that many of you can say, absolutely, that's true. I'm also certain that many of you who claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you do know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, yet Bible reading and Bible study is not really a major part of your life. Therefore, you don't know the benefits of God. Therefore, you may not even see how much you need God, even as a Christian. Well, the psalm that we have before us, Psalm 16, presents some of the benefits of God that will, if we have any heart for God at all, will lead us to recognizing our individual need for God to the point that we will develop a vital relationship with Him so that we will depend upon Him more every day, recognizing how significant it is that we have a growing relationship with God. Psalm 16, a tremendous psalm. As we look at this psalm, we see that the author of the psalm, the human author, is David. As far as the occasion of this psalm is concerned, most Bible scholars believe that it is speaking of God's provision of David when he was running from King Saul back in 1 Samuel 26. And if you look at this particular psalm in your copy of God's Word, you will see that the title is A Michum of David. A Michum of David. Now, what does that mean? Well, the word Michum means a meditation. And so, in essence, what we see here in Psalm 16 is a meditation that David is presenting to us, the readers, as he is thinking on God. Some people have referred to this psalm as the golden psalm, simply because of the fact that it is filled with so many things about God. As a matter of fact, let me put it this way. Psalm 16 gives us so much information about God that when we understand what this psalm is all about, we will clearly see the need of Him and will desire to turn to Him at all times. Now, as we look at this psalm, Psalm 16, we see 10 tremendous benefits of God for believers given to us in three sections. For instance, in verses 1 through 4, we see our position in God. In verses 5 through 8, we see our provision in God. And then in verses 9 through 11, we see our prospect in God. The first section, verses 1 through 4, our position in God, gives us four components. The second section, verses 5 through 8, our provision in God, gives three components. And the third section, verses 9 through 11, our prospect in God, gives three components. And we're going to be looking at this as we go throughout the course of this week. I would encourage you that as we study Psalm 16, that you take some personal time to read it and study it as well. But first of all, we want to look at our position in God in verses 1 through 4. Notice the psalmist David says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, Thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips." Now, that's a very interesting portion of Scripture, but what we see as we look at that is the fact that God is our preserver, God is our protector, God is our master, and God is our unifier. First of all, we see that God is our preserver. Notice, if you would please, in verse 1a of Psalm 16, the psalmist David says, "Preserve me, O God." Preserve me, O God. You see, the psalmist David knew for certain that God was the one who would preserve him. He knew that because he experienced it so many times in his life. Remember how that he was delivered from the mighty arms of the giant Goliath. Remember, as we read his life, how many times that as he was a shepherd boy, he was delivered from wild animals. And then, of course, in this particular psalm, the background of it is the fact that he was delivered from Saul. And so when David says here, "Preserve me, O God," this was a prayer of David based upon reality and based upon his experience. He knew that God had preserved him time and time again, and he knew that God was the one who would preserve him as he went forward in his life. Let me stop to ask you here today, beloved, do you know that God has preserved you in the past? As you look in the past of your life, can you find times when you know God took care of you? Oh, you might not have faced Goliath. You might not have faced wild animals. You might not have faced King Saul, but you faced tremendous things in your life. And yet, as you look back at those times, you can see where God took care of you and preserved you through them. Certainly, you have. Well, you know, that gives us a tremendous lesson. And the tremendous lesson is this, that if God has preserved you in the past, he is also going to preserve you in the present and in the future. God is your preserver. The psalmist David goes on in verse 1 of Psalm 16 and says, "For in thee do I put my trust." What we see there, beloved, is the fact that God is our protector. You see, the word trust in the Hebrew means to be protected, to have hope, to be a place of refuge. And the fact of the matter is, God is the God who protects us for certain. He is the God who gives us all-encompassing protection, whether we are talking about spiritual protection, physical protection, social protection. We never need to doubt the fact that God is there to protect us. Oh, we ought to give God the glory for that. You see, we need God as our preserver. We need God as our protector. And I trust that if you are a Christian, you can say without a doubt, yes, I've seen God preserve me and protect me. I need him. Praise God for who he is. Now, tomorrow we'll continue our study in this subject. I trust that you'll be there. Until then, keep looking up. Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.